Can you explain where do these panels come from?
The exhibit is a collection that Dr. Jack Shaheen has been working on for decades, and it is now housed at NYU, New York University, in their Asian Pacific American Center.
Right.
And then they are making it available for viewing throughout the country.
And how did Western end up being one of the places where this will be exhibited?
Somebody was alert enough to send us a letter saying that it was available, and we initially wanted it for last year's Dealing with Difference Institute, but thinking about it and then some physical problems with the exhibit itself, we decided that it would be better to bring it in during the school year. More people would be able to see it, and it is easier to manage, apparently, in its new format.
Why do you think it's important for people to see this exhibit?
I think it's important for all of us to learn how sometime in popular culture the images that are presented of other people are not the true images. And Jack Shaheen has done a phenomenal work in documenting, especially for the Arabs and in general for Muslims, in TV programs and later on in Hollywood movies.
And this is not something that's just happened since 9/11. These are images that date back many years, many decades.
Right, or about 50 years of time.
Actually, we can go back farther, Muhammad, because in Real Bad Arabs, R-E-E-L, Bad Arabs, Dr. Shaheen has gone through the history of movies, and he traces it back for 100 years.
100 years, right.
So,
Why do you suppose Arabs are portrayed in this way?
Well, I think that it's a general tendency in popular culture to view people who are not in close proximity as others, and then to think about those others as not as good as we are. So there is always this we versus them mentality that plays a part in that. And Arabs are not the only people who are stereotyped in American popular culture and media, but many other communities and people that came here in the beginning of their establishing their assimilation in the United States, they have gone through similar experiences, but for many other reasons, geopolitical reasons, and especially after 9/11, this portrayal of Arabs and Muslim has increased many, many fold, several 100%.
And when you're talking about drama, and of course film narratives are based on a lot of drama, you want an enemy. You want conflict to dramatize situations. And it seems that over the years, various ethnic groups within the United States, like African Americans or Latinos, have pushed back against those negative stereotypes of themselves. And so we keep looking around for someone else to take this role as the enemy or to provide this villainous perspective.
So they're often portrayed as the villain, they're dressed in black, that sort of thing?
They are.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they are portrayed as uncivil, less modern, and nomads, barbaric, and so on and so forth. And it goes on and on. Yes.
Are Arabs also portrayed as being untrustworthy with these images, with these films?
In many cases, I think they are. And even when we talk about Arabs, A is for Arab in this exhibit, we're condensing many, many different people into this one handy category. But we're talking also about Muslims. We're talking about Middle Eastern images. They all get collapsed into something fairly simple or simplified in a negative way.
I mean, it started in European popular culture when the famous Arabic book was translated, Thousand and One Night, where Arabs are presented as people that you cannot trust, as well as people that you can easily fool. And people who prefer more things that are luxury and lust than worry about their development and progress. And then I think some other books were first published by some of the Orientalists. That's why Edward Said is in his seminal book, The Orientalist, for the first time probably drew attention of scholars and people who are serious thinkers that what's going on is not really helpful for the development of a very, healthy American society and culture.
And when you think about it, in terms of film and other aspects of popular culture, you're seeing these images in somewhat isolated way. They don't come up every day, and you don't think about the pattern that is being formed. But one of the great advantages of Dr. Shaheen's work is that he brought all of these images together. He, in his Real Bad Arab, the book, he has over 1,000 films. And when you put those together and you start looking at them and seeing connections, then you see that this is a pattern that has persisted for over a century.
What do you think is at the root of this? Is it a religious difference? Is it cultural? Is it skin color? What's the origin of portraying these people as the villains?
I think it's all of those. It's religious, cultural, political, the conflict in Middle East, the oil embargo in 1973, the Iranian Revolution in 1979, and then finally the 9/11 in 2011. So all of these things, so there's a mix of politics, cultural differences, religious differences. For example, the term that was coined in 1980s, the Judeo-Christian heritage, and then the clash of civilization. These people were famous historians and scholars from Princeton and Harvard, and it was quickly picked by politicians and the popular media. Immediately, there was a front page, there was a cover picture on the Atlantic Monthly magazine. That was, quite frightening. An Arab guy in a turban, and just by looking at that picture, you can imagine how rude and how violent Arabs are. So, it's hard for people to believe that entertainment can hurt people, and it's even harder to convince people that entertainment can hurt. That's why Jack Shaheen picked on movies and researched not only one or one dozen or two dozen, but 1,000 movies that have been produced and pointed out. And this exhibition that will be available from 15th through 24th of this month, if you just look at one cartoon or one poster, you may not realize how even the entertainment media can vilify a people or a nation. But when you look at a range of posters and pictures and cartoons, you can imagine the impact on all age groups, from children to adults. And the more unaware you are of the diversity that exists globally, the more you will be able to appreciate.
It kind of bit by bit has become ingrained in the popular culture.
Right.
I agree with that. In fact, a colleague, Dr. J.Q. Adams, and I did a book a number of years ago on multicultural films, and we had the categories according to ethnic, race, racial identities, and we had a section on Arab Middle Eastern images. We have 7 films in that, and most of them are documentaries, and they're fairly recent. We could not find images that were positive or that gave a true picture of what was going on in this community for this section of the book, and we have, you know, many more in all the other sections.
Have either of you actually seen this exhibit?
Not before, but through the book that has been published by the archives, I have looked through the posters that we are going to see. Yeah, and it's very interesting and insightful. I would say it's equally interesting and insightful for students as well as the professors. We have a lot of classes at our university here that are taught in political science department, philosophy and religious studies, educational interdisciplinary studies, and even in law enforcement, where students as well as professors can benefit by looking at this exhibition. And the book will also be available. So if anybody would like to have that book, it will be available on 15th when we have the reception.
You look like you're going to add something. No? This is here for just a short period of time, correct?
Just for 9 days now.
Right, yes. It opens on the 15th, and then it will be taken down on the 24th.
All right. And this is open to the general public, too?
It is definitely open to everyone. In fact, the co-sponsor includes the Islamic Center of Macomb. We're really happy that they got involved with this. They are co-hosting the reception on the 15th.
Is there any one thing in particular you want people to look for or think about while they're viewing this exhibit?
Well, I will say for professors and students that if they want a detailed discussion in their classes, they can contact me, Muhammad Siddiqui, and I teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But if I have time, if the time doesn't conflict with my classes and their classes, I will be happy to visit their classes and discuss the points that they may have noticed in the exhibition with the students and teachers.
And I think it's important that everybody who sees the exhibit just looks at the images and thinks about the implication of those images for their own lives and their own relationships and concepts or perceptions of Arabs and Middle Easterners and Muslims, but also in terms of how our nation responds to what's going on in those countries.